Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome to another edition of the Big E Sports Show at the all-new SB Nation Radio. Before we get underway tonight, you can connect with us at Twitter at eRadio Sports and download the SB Nation Radio app. Search SB Nation Radio in your iOS or Google Play Store, or you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. So here we go. Tonight we're going to kick off our program with some heavy college football coverage, a recap and a preview of some of the biggest games that are going to be taking place this weekend. And we're going to kick things off with one of the biggest storylines in college football, and that is right here in the Big 12 Conference. Of course, I'm talking about the Texas Longhorns, that ever impressive performance against Notre Dame. And we are truly so delighted to welcome back, we have missed him, one of the best guys in the business, that is former NFL and Texas alum from CBS Sports, their college football analyst, the great Brian Jones, who I know is all smiles this evening. How are you, Brian?
Big E, thank you for that introduction. And I've been smiling ever since that game concluded Sunday night. I haven't stopped.
Well, all I can say is that double overtime win. Texas is absolutely back. What a thriller. And I bet this is just how you thought the script was going to play out. I mean, I know you're a bright guy. Is this what you predicted?
Yeah, I wish. I wish I predicted that. I'd probably be living in Vegas if that was the case, or living wherever I wanted to live, for
sure.
That matter. I tell you what, I thought Notre Dame would win the game, but I definitely knew it would be much closer than it was a year ago. Of course, everyone's aware that Notre Dame just thrashed UT 38-3 a season ago. And you sit around mad for 365 days, you can't wait to get back out there and exact some revenge. And I thought they would do that. I just thought they'd come up a little short. I had to score 26-23 Notre Dame. But I also have been saying that those young pups were going to grow into canines. And they're not canines just yet. Still a work in progress. But that was a great showing by them to show some resiliency, get a lead, lose that lead, and then win it in overtime. They're much, much tougher. They're much, much smarter, and they're stronger than they have been in past years. So coach is getting his type of guys in there. They're performing. They're still relatively young. But they're winning ball games, and so now they just have to guard against celebrating too much. And as my former teammate Ken North Jr. would say, don't get soft with success.
Yeah.
They're nowhere near where they need to be. So I know everyone's jumping on the bandwagon now, but more work to do, a lot more work to do.
Brian, I know that for Texas this is just one game, but I'm just curious, what were your projections coming into the 2016 season for the Longhorns?
I thought they'd win 10 games, and I didn't count the Notre Dame game.
Really?
Okay. I could just see those green shoots from a year ago. They were so young last year, and when you're young, you're inconsistent. I played it as a true freshman, and I didn't know what I was doing. Hell, I was just running out there running into things, and that was it. No idea game plan. I knew it, but I didn't know how to execute it to its full potential. And so you get what you had last year. In 2 weekends, you get the football team traveling up to the Metroplex and being smashed by TCU 50-7, and then returning the following weekend. And I hate to bring this up, Big E, but knocking off Oklahoma,
ouch,
a top five team at the time. So you get that inconsistency. They go back home, they win a game after the OU game versus K-State, I believe, and then they go on the road and thinking they're big stuff, and they don't score a point versus Iowa State. So they need to guard against what happened a season ago to have that to lean on. But that being said, I saw the talent. You end the season by beating Baylor a year ago. And so what? Baylor's on their third, fourth quarterback. Who cares? Baylor's still a good football team. And you just want to go get that W if you're some young pups like they were. And so I saw the talent coach was amassing, and I saw the fact that he had given up on a lot of those upperclassmen that he didn't recruit and was starting to play only his guys throughout last year, and I felt like they would be better for that, and that's why I thought coming into this season they could potentially win 10 games, not counting the Notre Dame game, with the bowl game included, 10 games.
College football analyst with CBS Sports, Brian Jones. He is back with us tonight right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. Okay, so Brian, let's highlight quarterback Shane Buechele. Here's a freshman that certainly embraced his big moment and opportunity, and all I can say is he is so mature and poised beyond his years, and just that look in his eye, he was so confident when he stepped out on the field.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be here. His pops has a vasectomy.
Absolutely, the vasectomy.
Where did the baby come from? You said it was a
miracle baby. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
That was just crazy how confident he was out there, and he just looked the part. And we saw that from a number of freshmen in college football across the landscape this past weekend. He looked confident. He knows that offense. He won the spring. It looked like Swoops made a run in the fall, but ultimately it was Bouchel who got the starting nod, and he just looked like he belonged. And that's half of it, just looking like you belong or acting like you belong, and even if you don't. And he can make all the throws, and the kids show confidence in him. So that's a testament to
sure.
What he was able to accomplish in such a short time, having just jumped on campus there at UT and endearing himself to his teammates and winning the starting job. And you would expect him to, considering he's played in that offense pretty much his entire career, high school and before that. So he knows the system, and that showed. And my colleague Aaron Taylor at CBS Sports, he saw Shane Bouchel a couple of years ago at one of those elite throwing camps, and he marveled at his ability. So he wasn't shocked at all to see him show up on campus and start as a true freshman.
How do you think Shane was able to absorb this new offense so quickly and be so incredibly accurate?
Well, he played it in high school, and so here's a guy who is the son of a former professional athlete. Dad, as you know, played for the Texas Rangers, played in the Major League
for 11 years.
And so he's learned the pro way. He's learned how to go out there and put the work in. He's learned what it takes to be a pro. And he looked like a pro running this offense. And he's played in this offense previously. So this type of offense is like the old wishbone back in the day, where everyone was running the wishbone. Everyone's running this.
Sure.
Either you're running the wishbone or you're running the beer. And I'm really dating myself now. And so you got that now with these up-tempo offenses. That being said, while teams want to chunk it around, Texas wants to be physical and they want to be able to run the rock, like Baylor. With Baylor has gotten a bit all the rave, all this rave about their passing ability, but they still have 1,000-yard backs, and that's what you want in this offense, because that's how you close games out, is by running the rock, not chucking it.
You know, I guess we shouldn't be surprised at Shane Bouchel's performance, because when your head coach, Charlie Strong, has that belief in you, to start a freshman quarterback, and is this true? I mean, no Texas coach has done that in more than 70 years. It's been a long, long time, Brian.
Well, we're seeing more and more of that across the college football landscape, as I just suggested, that Jalen Hurts kid out of Channelview, just outside of Houston where you are, he considered Texas, and he played pretty well in Alabama's first ball game on the big stage versus the iconic program, USC. DeAndre Francois at Florida State, and I make a distinction between true freshmen and redshirt freshmen. The redshirt freshmen, they've been on campus. They've had a chance to pick up a lot more things than these true freshmen, simply because of the longevity they have, albeit short. So he availed himself very nicely in his ball game versus Ole Miss. And these guys train year round now. We used to take a break, and now they can take part in all these camps. And when I was growing up in West Texas, UIL wouldn't allow us to take part in football camps. I mean, that seems just idiotic nowadays, considering everything, these 707 camps, the elite quarterback camps. You got the Nike camp, the Under Armour camp. I mean, you just pick one. They're all over the place. They used to just be the basketball guys that were engaged in those type of activities. But now it's wide open for pretty much every sport. And unfortunately for us, when we were growing up, that was outlawed. I have no idea why. I guess you thought you were going to get an advantage. Some people could afford those camps and some couldn't. And so these guys are playing year-round, and that's why you see so many that are playing at such an early stint in their college careers.
Brian, only about 30 seconds. The Longhorn Blitz continues. Give us your defensive thoughts on linebacker Malik Jefferson.
Oh, he's all over the place. You can line him up anywhere.
Monster game.
Defense outside. He can get to the quarterback. A huge talent. Nayshon Hughes also played pretty well in the ball game. They gave him some big chunk of yards. You know, they give scholarships out to that other team, too. So they got some pretty good players. Malik is just that dude is different. I mean, if I had his ability, wow, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'd probably still be playing.
That's right.
At 48, you know. He's got just some sick, nasty ability.
He's amazing, college football analyst with CBS Sports. Check him out. That, of course, the one and only Brian Jones. Always an honor to have you on our program. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Big E. Anytime.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one of SB Nation Radio.